This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Texas is shaken up by a mass shooting, in fact, a pair of mass shootings. Elsewhere, Best in Show will be awarded later today at the Westminster Abbey Dog Show. At least you think it's not a big deal. Lots of people tune in to watch the live broadcast of the Westminster Dog Show. It is part of history, and maybe a dog will make history. In all, more than 2,500 dogs compete for the grand prize. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, boy, I hope you had a good weekend. Very sad to see what happened in Allen, Texas. I'm very familiar with the area, having lived there for over 15, 16 years, just 10, 11 minutes away from my home. 13 people have been killed in mass shootings in Texas in the past 2 weeks. So now there is a conversation about, is there an openness to gun regulation among some Texans, even lots of Republicans, but Republican lawmakers are not really showing any interest in taking that action to address the violence. We'll see what happens. So what has happened? 8 people were killed in a mall outside of Dallas before a police officer killed him. The gunman seems to have espoused white supremacy ideology, and they're looking at, of course, the social media profile, which had a lot of hate-filled rants against women and black people. They believe it belonged to him. And this is on the heels of 5 people who were killed after they asked their neighbor to stop shooting in his front lawn, and that happened in Texas, closer to Houston. Governor Greg Abbott has been asked over and over again. He said there would be no new effort by his administration to limit access to firearms because he says it would not work. It's about mental illness and ramping up efforts there. So far this year, there have been more than 200 mass shootings in the United States, but specifically in Texas, the mall shooting was so heinous, where the shooter pulled up at 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday and just started opening fire. And in tracing what they could find out about him, he apparently was casing the area, finding times when it was super busy and when there would be a lot of people there that would be milling about. And there was no warning or any of that. But in looking at some of his background and piecing together what possibly could have been these motives, that's part of what's been revealed. He also apparently was in the Army, but never really quite made it in the Army. He was there for a couple of months and then was discharged because of mental problems. And they're saying that Mauricio Garcia used an AR-15 weapon to carry out the massacre before, as I mentioned, he was gunned down by really a hero cop that just went right after him, saw him, happened to be in the area. He had a rifle and other guns that were purchased legally, most of the weapons from private sellers, which he didn't go through, because that's the question. He didn't go through a federal background check. And this was something where he had been getting them over time. So he was gathering the weapons over time. And this was, by the way, a premium outlet mall. So this is where people were going to get clothes and high-end goods at a cheaper price, basically. And very, very close to Dallas, not far from Dallas. These lives now just inexplicably lost. 2 were children. They were sisters, one in the second grade, one in the fourth grade. And Daniela and Sofia Mendoza and their mother, Idina, is in the hospital in critical condition. So I don't think there are any words that can express how awful that is, the grief that students and family members and people connected to these people must be carrying around now. in their hearts. It's just so tough. And then you had trouble in Brownsville, Texas. And what happened in Brownsville is you had, you know, this is a big week where Title 42 is going to expire. And you have a lot of people, they're expecting a surge at the border. So you have a lot of people that think El Paso is just going to be completely swamped. Brownsville is going to be completely swamped. And Brownsville was the target of, we think target, because it could be intoxication. It could have been more targeted. Could have been a couple of different things, at least what they're investigating. But there were people on the side of the street, and a guy in an SUV guns it through the light and just completely bowls over all the people. So there are people that are injured, and there are people that were just flat out killed immediately when the SUV ran right into them on the side of the road. They were at a shelter and they were waiting for a bus when that happened. There's still a lot of questions because there's 18 pedestrians in all that were struck. There's still a lot of questions as to what was the condition of the driver. It happened at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday. And this was a gray Range Rover. So you had, most of them were Venezuelans. All the victims were male, according to the police chief in Brownsville. The SUV ran that light, lost control, flipped on its side. And then 34-year-old George Alvarez tried to also run from the scene, but was stopped by other people. He had a criminal history, a couple of aggravated assaults with a deadly weapon, assault causing bodily injury to family members, two burglaries of vehicles, evading arrest detention, driving while intoxicated, a very, very long list. So an extensive rap sheet, as they would say. He appeared in court on Monday. Bond was set at $3.6 million. He's been formally charged with 8 counts of manslaughter, 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So now it's the FBI trying to determine if the crash was intentional. And if so, was there a domestic violent extremist motive behind it? Or what was the reasoning behind this for him doing that? So it's pretty sad for the people in Brownsville, Texas, obviously, who were run over outside of a shelter where people are already having problems, where they're overwhelmed with the amount of people. And there are people that are just trying to get asylum and safety. So motive under investigation for this horrific event after weeks and weeks and weeks of now leading up to what will happen on Thursday. And once that 42 is lifted, I think a lot of people are going to try to get here as fast as they can, maybe even ahead of time in the next day or two, to beat all of that. Coming up on this show, we've got a check-in with the Man Cave next. What's happening in the world of sports? Find out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Some exciting games to get to in case you missed them, and some other things that we're going to talk about too, as well, some of the controversies. Imagine that, controversies in sports. How could that be? No controversy here. It clearly has been a great series. The Lakers stormed back. They pulled out game four. They win over the Dubs 104-101. That was one for the ages, for sure. LeBron James and Anthony Davis, 50 points they combined for. Lonnie Walker scored all 15 of his points in the fourth quarter. L.A. scored the first three buckets of the final period to erase a seven-point Warriors lead. Boom. Done. That's when it gets exciting. It's always in the fourth. Steph Curry led the Warriors in the losing effort with a 31-point triple-double, 14 assists, 10 boards. But he didn't have a great shooting night. 12 of 30 from the field, including deep. He was really struggling. 3 of 14. Even had two jumpers with a chance to take the lead with under 30 seconds left and missed both of them. So that's where it all fell apart. That's part of where it fell apart. But, wow, it's the Lakers. I mean, to have this Game 5 set, because it's now the Lakers up 3-1, to have Game 5 set in San Francisco on Wednesday, wow. So interesting to see, again, to see King James, really, and like I said, Lonnie Walker, the unlikely hero, but one they needed. That's it. It's a team effort. Even when you have a superstar and a breakout player, you gotta have others that can step up. There is no question about it. And they found the formula, and that's why they're where they are. Once you're in, no matter what happened during the season. So the Heat beat the Knicks 109-101. That was the early earlier game. The Heat lead their series 3-1 in the East. It's been fun to watch how they're playing out. Jimmy Butler, one of my favorites, 27, he's just been so good for Miami, 27 points, 6 boards, and 10 assists, so he does not disappoint in that victory. On Tuesday, the 76ers are in Boston to take on the Celts. That series is very exciting, tied at 2. And then for all the people listening that keep talking about the Suns to me, Ball Arena, it's not at home. It's at Ball Arena in Denver. The Suns will take on the Nuggets. That series is tied at 2. And those games, I think both of those games are going to be nice, tight, close games. Now, of course, depending on who you're rooting for, it's fine if it's a tight game, if it goes in the right direction, right? It's not so fine if it doesn't go in the right direction, then you would be sorely disappointed at what happens. And, you know, it's hard to predict, and I think in both of these, the Celts are favored by 7.5 points. The Nuggets are favored by 5.5, but that's home cooking because they're both on their home floors. So the Celts are looking to gain control of the Eastern Conference. I mean, it was an amazing overtime win in Philadelphia on Sunday. James Harden with 42 points, including a go-ahead three-pointer with 19 seconds left in overtime. It's incredible. He also made a jump shot, 25 feet. Tied the game with 16 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So he has had a reawakening, and he's been a big factor for Philly. Jason Tatum had 24 points, 6 assists, 4 blocks, and a playoff career high 18 rebounds to lead the Celts, even though they lost. Look how close that was. That could have gone either way. He is such a factor, but everybody knows that. So we'll see. Joel Embiid says our goal is to go to Boston and win. We just go out there, find a win, come back to Philly 3-2. Good luck, because Boston is tough. This series is a tough one. All right, so just a little bit deeper on the Nuggets and the Suns that I mentioned. 2 losses in Phoenix turned a potential sweep into a series, so the Suns behind scorching shooting from Devin Booker. I love Devin Booker. And Kevin Durant tied the series on Sunday with a 129-124 win. And it carries maybe some momentum into Game 5 in Denver on Tuesday night. So, there was even a chance that the league would suspend Jokic for nudging Phoenix owners the courtside in Game 4, but the NBA let the technical call serve as punishment and a fine of $25,000. That was a weird thing that happens. That's a good thing that that's all he's getting, and there isn't some other thing that they leveled at him, which they could have had him not play in the next game. All right, there's always drama in sports, and this is some serious drama, if you think about it. You think about the upcoming season, and now you've got the release of the schedules, and some of the big games include the Jets, and of course the Jets are being included because they have Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is expected to be, I think, the savior for New York, or a linchpin to what's been happening there, because they're going in the right direction, fell apart horribly in the playoffs, but they're heavily featured in some very top games early in the season. So it's a season that, with this 2023 regular season schedule that was released, you've got games that that will be on Thursday on across the board, and you've got Monday Night Football, of course, on Thursday of an early game. You have some really interesting, like I said, matchups. You have 14 playoff rematches from 2022, including the Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Chiefs. That starts things off on Thursday night. So, and even ESPN, they've got a two-hour special to highlight the schedule that's coming up on Thursday and then the Monday night football slate, and they're doing that and letting you know what's going to air. So you can even turn the schedule into something dramatic and exciting just by saying, okay, we're gonna have a special, and we're gonna highlight that. We're going to highlight the schedule, and we're going to go through the schedule with everybody and see what you think of some of these big games and who's playing who on Turkey Day. Yes, so I won't spoil the thunder there. It is pretty interesting. Major League Baseball, I feel like we're not talking about it enough. The Yankees are going to get Judge back from Illinois on Tuesday. The big slugger, star outfielder Aaron Judge, he's been injured, so he comes off that injured list. He's dealing with a right hip strain over the past week plus. His eligibility is huge. They need him back. Even Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, said, MVP back? Yeah, we need him. It's going to be fun to write his name back in the lineup. He knows how key he is. Why Illinois? Because he was there playing in the minors to get himself ready to jump back into the majors. So big for the Yankees, who just lost a game on Sunday, a thrilling game to the Rays that went into extra innings that the Rays pulled out. If you are a fan of racing, F1 has become so big. And it's become so big that now people are, a lot of these drivers are even more mainstream and household names. Max Verstappen, for example, he was ninth on the grid, and he came through and he won Miami. He is such a great driver. You can tell I've been pulled into that series. They did a series on, I want to say, Netflix. And it was fascinating to watch the backgrounds and what happened in the teams and how it's all pulled together. So you had Red Bull with the first spot and the second spot in Miami. I watched them put that track together. It's pretty amazing how they transformed the Dolphin Stadium just like they did for tennis. And then you had Alonso, who came in third in the Aston Martin. Oh, we could talk about so much more, but we have to close the door to the man cave. Stay with us. Some great authors coming up next.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is urging Congress to act in the wake of this weekend's mass shooting in Texas.
When we have 200 mass shootings in less than 130 days, more than one a day, this is a crisis. Congress must do something about it.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre criticized Republicans in Congress for refusing to take up gun control legislation, including an assault weapons ban. Tomorrow, President Biden will meet with top congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republicans want budget cuts tied to raising the debt limit, but the White House wants a clean bill. The U.S. could default if action's not taken by early June. Jury deliberations begin tomorrow in the civil rape trial against former President Trump. During closing arguments in the case, a lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type. Trump denies any wrongdoing. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One, two, one, two, three.
Green Room. Author Jim Reuther joins us. His book is called Gunky's Adventures in the Land of Must Believe. It's so interesting because when we talked off air, I mean, this is a guy, scientist in his career. He's written all kinds of technical reports. And this is a book that just takes you away to a wonderful place. It's a book that you can pick up at any point because it's a collection of 25 different stories of tales. Really some interesting, interesting work here for sure. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
Tell us about why you wrote the book. I love that story of how this happened.
Well, I wrote the book because I felt compelled to document and share some of the experience from someone who's seen and experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is my beloved family and many friends from work and play. The bad are the losses of those friends and spouses and setbacks in your career. But I have a different perspective. I have the ugly part, and that's witnessing the raw horrors of warfare. I have a PhD in chemical physics. I've studied everything from soothing candle flames to fireballs from explosives that were meant to kill and burn innocent men and women. My day job was to demilitarize weapons of mass destruction, roadside bombs. Some dark humor, our team motto was, is we give you no bang for your buck. I traveled the world, and what I found is there are many people, all they want to do is live happily and spin along on the planet in peace. And I'm asking this book and shouting out is why not? Today's society, I think, needs an escape to a kindler, gentler, and inspirational place, which hopefully can be found in Gunky's world. And that's why I wrote the book. My intent is not, it's to offer hope to those who are struggling emotionally that no matter what tragedy occurs, enduring happiness will exist in being in every moment. And my disclaimer is I'm not trying to tell anybody how to live the life, but only to wonder what they're doing now and what their options are, to take a deep breath and chill. So that's really why I wrote the book. was really for inspirational purposes to the world.
Yeah, and you talk about these different journeys. And tell us about how the book's laid out and what we can expect.
Well, because I'm a science nerd, it's a series of alphabetical anthology of short stories beginning with poems. So there's 26. The first one, After Life, Love Story and Wish, was written by my late wife for me to be found after she passed away. And in that book, she shared some very raw information about my our personal life together, but she also challenged me to write my stories. So she leads off with A, and then the following 25 stories are about family, friends, foes, and failures. The titles are meant to be catchy, to give you an assumption of where you're going. I'm intentionally misleading you. It'll be undone when you read this story. For example, I say Close Encounters of the Hooters Kind. I talk about Naughty Boots, the story about my daughter. Taming of the Screw is a story where I use a rusty screw to capture pictures with best friends who don't want to be photographed. And then finally, Ziggity Zaggity Blinkity Blink. The last story is an adventure that's in progress. Where you start on the adventure, I'll put you in a situation, but where you will wind up, you will not believe contextually and also emotionally. It'll make you wonder about things. Every story ends in a wondering. I ask you a question about thinking about where you are in your life and emotionally and psychologically and just in peace. The poems are meant to be both profound and playful. They might not be appreciated or understood, but when you read the adventure, you'll know. Since there's 26 stories altogether, I have titles for most of them. There's very bizarre happenings that only a scientist would know. There's gags and humor. Yes, a PhD molecular spectroscopist does have a sense of humor, I think. I can make people laugh occasionally. They're meant to be inspirational, meant to be about true love. I offer mysteries that will befuddle you. No one has figured out the one that I have in there. If they think they figured it out, but I've double-crossed them. Stories about beauty and nature and trees. I will introduce to the world a new benevolent monster. I think Bigfoot needs a companion who's friendlier. Some nostalgia, my nostalgia, which will trigger stories in your mind. Some odd personalities that I met. I had practical jokes that were taught by my father that were played on me and that I will play on others. It's about resiliency, being tough and getting through life. There's some pranks, definitely surprise ending. And I hope that there's tears from both happiness and sadness in the book. So that, in a nutshell, is what it is. It's a series of short stories that take you through many adventures to make you think and wonder.
And when you and I talked off the air, I asked you this question. It's hard because, all of them have different meanings, and they definitely have meaning for you. And then you have the thought-provoking wondering after each story where you ask the question, like you said. But do you have a favorite story? What's one of your favorites, anyway, in the book?
My favorite story is a very touching one, and it begins with the letter W. Again, this is a difficult choice because they're all my children, these stories. But in the letter W, and you'll hear the title in a moment, imagine yourself having a very bad day at work, play, or home. A lot of little things go wrong or a major thing goes wrong short of death. And you're disappointed and you're angry and you say unfair and woe is me. Well, I had one of those days in which because of someone not being able to do a very simple task, a proposal for a large multi-million-dollar, multi-year contract that would be career-shaping and putting technology in the world that would be very useful, failed to be submitted on time. Now, there were lots of anger and lots of finger-pointing and blaming, and I was, talking to myself driving home and upset and angry and, wondering what to do. And I went to dinner that night. My late wife had prepared dinner. Now, she was not eating that night because she had chemo that day. Mm. And she listened very intently to me about this story. Her beautiful eyes were shining, and, she just was listening and understanding my pain. It was at that moment that she lifted Fluffy, which was the nickname we had for her wig, off her bald head, and she looked at me and said, "Do you want to switch?" And
wow.
The answer to the question of what's important in life, the answer is in the question, life. So that's really what I'm doing. I'm saying that we all go through struggles and trials. We have to, they're hard. We have to accept them. We can't change. But But there's, you have to have hope and believe. You must believe that there's a better times are coming. So that's really my favorite story. It was very touching and poignant. And I have to say that just sharing my soul to the world was the biggest challenge in pulling the trigger to submit the book for publication. But I've done it, and I want to help people who are in the same situation. I've mentored other husbands and wives who've lost people and different people. I do talk to, you know, veterans and the like who are thinking about ending their lives. So I have a mission in life, and that was the mission to get these messages out.
And you've done that. And so on the cover, for people, if you go to Amazon, especially you can see it there, but Barnes & Noble, wherever, and that's where you can pick up the book. But on the cover, you have these rocks with holes in them. Tell us about that. That's what the cover is. It's very neat.
Those covers are stones that have, or rocks that have naturally see-through holes. So I have 300 in my collection, and at the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, when I signed the book, I gave people a little lucky stone from my collection. But what they're meant to be is they're meant to be holes in them are portals to the other world. You can get into some magic and witchcraft in these, but you look through them, you can see it's a portal to the other world. And if you look through it, what I've imagined is you can look through that portal and see the world that you would like to be in. And as I say to them, if you want to be there, all you have to do is turn the stone around and you can be there emotionally and, you know, and happiness and joy. You can't change circumstances, but it can put you in a position of emotional strength. And I think, as we talked before, they are rare. And people say, well, how do you find them? And I say, well, you look down, you see a rock with a hole on top. You pick it up and you see if there's a hole on the bottom. And the joke I make is, it's not rocket science. Realize I'm a PhD in combustion and explosives. I am a PhD rocket scientist.
Funny.
They're giving. I mean, it was a gimmick, but I share them, and it's really to something. They're lucky stones. A lot of people took them. They immediately put them on their necklaces, and they'll think of the options because I want to make you wonder. You can make your life better by believing. You must believe.
You must believe, and you say that. So there's another part of this, too, because money. Some of this money goes to nursing scholarships, specifically hospice nursing students. Tell us about that.
The reason why I'm okay in handling the death of my wife, it was a long battle with a cursed disease, which I will not mention. I think we all know what it was. But she experienced breast cancer and then eventually had liver, lung, and spinal cancer, and then finally it went to her brain. And we knew that she was going to pass away. So I was one of her cases. She was a hospice nurse at Kobacker Hospice in Columbus, Ohio. So she was handling me to prepare me for this. After she passed away, all the proceeds to the book go to the Teresa Ruther Hospice Nursing Scholarship at Kobacker House. And it's to fund nursing students who are now in the hospice profession, who have enough on their plate. In other words, the emotional spending that they have and the compassion and love that they share is enough. They don't need to worry about college debt. So it's really, I'm paying back college loans for these nursing students. It's been going on. And the thank you letters that come back are precious.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, this book is a game changer for sure. Gunky's Adventures in the Land of Must Believe. You can pick it up, as I said before, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Jim Ruther, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a delight and an inspiration to me. All the best.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The name of the book is Healing is Messy AF, a workbook about investing in yourself and addressing your mental health. Who can't use that? Caitlin Keneally is with us. She joins us on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Caitlin, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about this journey. What was it that made you decide that you were going to write this book?
Well, I've always wanted to write a book, but when I finally hit on the idea, you know, it was really around the pandemic time, and I really thought, you know, we're not getting people in the office, so where can I meet people where they're at, which is at their house or someplace else? So the vision of the book is really to that it could sit on people's coffee tables and those different things, but to meet the population where they're at, and so that was kind of the inspiration.
Yeah, so tell everybody what you do and what you've seen with your with the people that you help.
Oh, sure. So my main job is a psychotherapist. So I'm a licensed professional counselor. I specialize in trauma, anxiety, PTSD. You know, I say all of the fun stuff. that's what I do for my main profession, and I own my own private practice here in town.
Yeah, and you put this workbook together, and you talk about it. And it's not just an average sort of workbook where you read it,
no.
You do the work, and you don't look at it again. You said it with the coffee table comment. The objective is to really give you the skills, the things that you teach your patients in your in-person sessions. So tell us more about what people will learn in the book.
Perfect. Yeah, so the way I look at the book is it's really a soft sell on therapy. So I intertwine my personal experience, my clinical experience, patient experience, and then in each chapter, you get a tangible and practical skills that you could try at home. So there are things that I would do in session with patients, but things that you could do on your own as well. So, for example, one of the chapters is on anxiety. So, again, talk about my journey, clinical patient and then give you practical skills that you could do if you have issues with anxiety.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people have anxiety, different kinds of anxiety. And of course, go get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. But give us a little hint. How do we embrace the beast anxiety? What can people listening to you do?
Really, what I try to focus on when I think about anxiety is getting people to connect to their body. So learning what your physical symptoms are, what your emotional symptoms are, what your triggers are, and then working to try to untangle that beast or not feed the anxiety, which is what we often do. So I try to help people learn about their window of tolerance and try to keep them in that when it comes to anxiety. So I think with it, it's connecting to your body.
Another thing that you talk about, one of the chapters, managing stress, positive ways to cope, gratitude exercises, and emotional regulation. A lot of people talk about gratitude. Why is that so important?
Yeah, well, and this is something that has really, and you know, I talk about it for my journey as well, really transformed my healing journey and something that I do every single morning and throughout the day. Because really what I try to focus on and what I think a lot of people are trying to get across is that our, you know, our thoughts are very powerful, right? You know, there's that, that quote that if we knew how powerful our thoughts were, we'd never say another negative thing. And I always try to keep that in the back of my mind. And what gratitude does is it really sets the tone for your day or, you know, your life. So every time I fill up my gas tank, I'm like, I am grateful that I get to do this because I remember what it was like, you know, when I was in college and you could only put in $5, right? So it's just these little minute things that when we shift that narrative, our thoughts become better, our energy, the vibe, and all of those other things instead of living in that state of not grateful, I guess, and negativity.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. What was your journey?
Oh, to as far as my healing journey?
Yeah. Tell everybody about your journey.
Well, that one's been a long one. I talk about it a little bit in the book. I didn't really want, you know, when I wrote the book, I the first draft didn't have any of me in it.
Yeah.
But I felt like it needed that because I wanted to be authentic and be truthful. Mm-hmm. And so there, you know, there's an entire chapter. It's your trauma is valid. And, you know, I think once I started recognizing, you know, my trauma history and those different things is when I started to plug into that. And then, you know, I really went on my own journey of not only just doing therapy and then learning to become a clinician, but I did more of like the spiritual type of things and emotion code healing and, you know, different areas. I'm always willing to try things. And so that's the kind of clinician that I am. I never ask a patient to do anything that I haven't tried or wouldn't be willing to try myself. So I think my journey started, you know, definitely in college years when I was like, all right, maybe life wasn't as peachy as I thought it was. Or, you know, maybe this, you know, there's a genetic reason why I'm feeling anxious, right? Where is this coming from and how long has it kind of been there? So that's kind of how I kickstarted mine.
Yeah, there is something to that you share that you're right. It makes it authentic and that you can say, listen, I've been there too. So, and now I've got this workbook, Healing is Messy AF, a workbook about investing in yourself and addressing your mental health. Another thing you talk about is mantras. And what do mantras do?
Yeah, and so I just, you know, when we are putting together a coping skills box, right, whether that's figuratively or literally, whatever works for people, again, I'm really big on how we talk to ourselves. And so, you know, my mantra is never let them see you sweat. I have it in my office here, and something that I say to myself, right, never let them see you sweat, because this is what works for me. But it could be a song lyric. It could be something else. And again, the mantra is something that you can go to when you need a quick turnaround, right? Because I have session after session after session. So I need to have a quick thing that I can decompress so that I can show up next for my next person. So I just really believe that something resonates with you, a quote, a verse, a lyric, something. And for people to find that and to utilize it can be a really powerful technique for healing.
I love that. Do you think some of the stigmatism around getting help and addressing what's going on is starting to lift a little bit more?
Yeah, so I love that you asked that question. The very first chapter of my book is identifying barriers to therapy. So again, not only is this book a soft sell on therapy, but it's really a way to revolutionize and to break that stigma on mental health. I definitely feel that the upcoming generations are working towards breaking that, and I think we need to get on board and support them in those different things. So I feel there is a movement towards it. However, it's still met with such resistance and so many questions. And that's why another reason I wrote the book is to take these theories and these skills and to break them down in a manageable, bite-sized, practical way so that we can break that stigma on therapy. And so it's not so scary. So that's kind of the other hope of the book. But I do feel that there is a movement towards that shift. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can see it for sure.
Yeah.
Now you're already saying it, but what do you really hope when somebody gets this and they work through it? What do you hope happens?
Well, the feedback has been so great, and I just love that because each person is getting something different out of it. A different chapter is going to resonate for somebody than somebody else. But the overall tone is, and what I've heard back, and this is what I was hoping for, is it really made me think. And it made me want to invest in myself. And it made me learn a skill or multiple skills that I hadn't before. And people have also just said that they felt that it's been authentic and that it was nice to hear somebody who has these credentials, such as myself, but have made it so authentic and real and just brought it down to earth. And so that's what I hope they take away from it, that we're all in this together. And the more we heal one another, right, it can have that ripple effect.
Yeah, for you, it had to be so incredibly positive, actually, to put all this together, right?
So actually, you know, I almost didn't go through with it, right? Who's going to read this? I had also gone through, you know, some major transitions in my life, but I'm glad that I did, right? Because the vision and the purpose has been there, and that's what people are getting. So to me, to know that I wasn't going to go through with it, but then I did, and then we've received all this positive outcome so far within the past year from it, is extra gratifying, I would say. And that really pushes forward that there's power in this work, and I get to preach that on a personal and professional level. So it's kind of a double win for me.
Excellent. Caitlin Keneally, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Again, Healing is Messy AF, a workbook about investing in yourself and addressing your mental health. Pick it up and do the work. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.